When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
From the spacious Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles, California, and the satellite Forever Dog Studios in Baltimore, Maryland, this is Groomzilla! And now your host, Dan Ayer. Wow!
And welcome to Groomzilla's, everybody.
Welcome Dan. To Groomzilla's, Dan. Eric. Hi, what?
I loved your announcement today.
Really? You were wincing when I was doing it, but then you did.
Oh, no. That was like a rock out wince. Oh, okay. That was like an artist to artist, like, oh man, play, man.
Dig it. Take that bass for a walk.
Go, boy, go.
Oh, cool. Find it.
Because it was like a sarcastic 8-year-old. Oh. Is that what you were doing in the announcing?
See, I don't put labels on my card. If that's what it was to you.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
That's okay, man. How are you doing, Eric? Welcome to Groomzilla's, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm doing good. I'm doing actually pretty good. Coming out of a bit of a funk.
Mm.
But I got my junk right up back.
On the trunk?
You know, lost the funk.
Okay.
I picked up some junk.
Don't be a punk about it.
Never. Unless it's a good punk.
Yeah, I like good punk.
Like a punk rocker. Punk rocker.
Yeah, like one of these punk rockers. Those are fun punk.
That would be a fun Halloween costume. It's like, I don't know. I'm like a punk rocker.
Okay, yeah. Would you, and you get the dog collar maybe? That could be fun. A little eyeshadow.
Oh, you want to go deep? You want to go real?
I would go CBGB punk if I'm doing a punk rocker. I'd go old punk. What do you think?
Oh, no, you go like Brett. You go like London, like sure. Sex Pistol.
I'd go Sex Pistol.
Oi. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. I got nothing really to say. I'm going to Iowa. When this drops, I'll be in Iowa.
Mm.
Doing a fun little festival out there. Gas, Feed, and Seed. That's what it's called. It's in Davenport. If you're listening to this on Friday, I will be there tonight and tomorrow night.
Is Wendy going with you?
No, man. We biffed it. We were going to go for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Why'd you biff it, boy?
Because I don't plan. I don't know how to buy tickets in a timely fashion.
Okay. You're okay. You're okay.
Thanks, man. I feel bad about it because it's Thanksgiving. We're going to make the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But her family is coming to LA for Thanksgiving, so... We're going to Thanksgiving here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving this year. I don't want to go anywhere.
Okay. Until you said this year, I was about to jump down your throat. But
usually most years, I don't know. Like, this is the way I am with holidays. Like, sometimes I'm like this year I was like, I'm going to dress up for Halloween.
Okay.
I'm going to get into it, you know? Yeah.
I think I saw you were like a flamingo or something.
And I think I destroyed it and I rocked it. And I think, and a little bit of that is kind of like fatigue from how good my Halloween costume was.
I get it.
Has seeped into Thanksgiving.
You have like a holiday nuclear fallout winter kind of thing going on.
Okay. I just want to fucking, you know.
Are you going to Drew's family or are you just staying in Baltimore?
We haven't really talked about it yet. We don't know. Drew's family does a every other year thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an off year, but we might just have Thanksgiving with her parents, just the four of us.
Yeah. Have you ever had a holiday just you and Drew?
No, I really want one. I kind of want that to be this Thanksgiving.
I really want that too. That's kind of the fun of being a married person. You get to start your own.
Yeah.
Like we're just going to do our thing this year.
This thing of ours themed Thanksgiving.
Okay. I like that a lot. You know,
I can do my hair all big, get a nice slick suit for Drew to wear.
Okay. Yeah. I
can cram a pistol down my panties like she does in Goodfellas.
Right.
That kind of That thing of yours.
You get the sauce going.
Oh my God, what else? You look good.
Thanks, man. I don't feel good, but I feel like I'm wearing.
You don't feel good?
I haven't been working out. I don't feel proud about the way I look. That's all that means.
You haven't been working out or working? Is that what you said?
I haven't been working out. I just, I got my comedy going this weekend. I feel good about that.
You've been kind of working a lot though, also, haven't you?
Off and on. Normal. I want to ask you about your comedy because you got your, we should tell Omaha people in Omaha.
Oh yeah. If you're listening to Omaha, I'm recording my big album. It's my big Live Aid.
Seriously?
You know, kind of my thing. Seriously, I'm recording an album at Oliver's in Omaha, Nebraska, December 7th, 9 p.m. Gonna have a few fun guests along. I'm throwing my back into this fucking thing. I've been writing down jokes. It's basically gonna be like half an hour of like old shit plus some new stuff I'm working on.
Yeah. This is Eric DeDorian's first album recording.
First album, probably my only album.
Oh. Well, I hope not.
I feel like I feel like that's gonna be me. I'm just gonna be like I'm a fucking
one and out. Or like
I'm not a Chinese democracy guy, you know? I'm a fucking the first Guns N' Roses.
So you're not prolific. You're like, if anything, it'll be this album and then 30 years from now, maybe one more, like Stephen Wright style.
I might do an Unplugged.
Yeah.
Ooh. I might do an Unplugged.
What's an
Unplugged? Mostly just Unplugged would be like, you know, a lot of poems.
Got it.
A lot of chanting.
Got it. Say no more.
Nope. Not funny. Comedy.
No.
But it's Unplugged.
But it's Unplugged. It's Unplugged comedy, yeah.
This one that I'm recording, working title is going to be Nebraska 2. That's the working title.
You run that by the boss?
Not yet.
Yeah.
We're going to cross that bridge when we get there. And if Bruce has anything to do with it, he's probably going to want to burn it. He's a bridge.
Okay.
He's a bridge burner.
But that's December 7th, a day that should live in infamy.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be in Denver the week before that. So Denver Wetheads, hit me up. I'm going to be doing a run of shows in Denver the week before Ghost Town, where Groomzilla's.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Denver. We don't have to talk about it. Don't bring it up. But we.
I'm going to reclaim it. I'm going to reclaim Denver for Groomzilla's.
Would you? Please. Thank you. Fun. Yeah. Fun. By the way, this is Groomzilla's. Thanks for listening.
Hi. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Today on the show, we got David Bory coming up later in the show. Ooh. I tried to find someone who doesn't like David Bory. I don't think they exist. So
no way, no way.
Stick around for him.
This guy makes me laugh in a deep, deep way.
Yeah. Also just one of the best people.
He's very good.
Eric, I don't know what time you got there in Baltimore. I'm just looking at the clock right now.
I got 9:99.
Holy shit. It's time for NUP News at 9. This is the nuptial news at 9. NUP News at 9. Make sure you listen on the 9s. I don't know if this is your first time listening, your 10th time listening. Either way, make sure you turn this dial to pause until 9 a.m.
I call it 9-ing up.
9-up. We'll give you a minute.
9-up.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
9-up.
Do me a favor. Stop being a little whiner, complainer. Oh, I'm a lawyer. I work so hard. I'm a doctor. Oh, man. I listen to podcasts. No. You listen to podcasts to 9-up. So just 9-up.
9-up. Tuck in your pants and 9-up.
9-up.
Tuck in your pants? Okay. You know what I meant.
Okay.
Eric, this one is amazing.
What is it?
This is amazing.
What is it?
This is a great headline. Texas woman's divorce ends in explosion of wedding dress felt, quote, 15 miles away.
She just blew her dress up. Her wedding dress.
Yeah. A Texas woman celebrated
her failed marriage.
Failed marriage in Texas. I think our last NUP News was in Texas. What's going on in the Lone Star State?
Oh, a lot of death and destruction is what it is.
I think I just stumbled onto it. It's the Lone Star State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A Texas.
And apparently, from what I hear, all my exes.
Okay.
They live in Texas.
That's two. Yeah. So this is making more sense.
Yeah.
A Texas woman celebrated her divorce with a party and a massive explosion of her wedding dress that was felt 15 miles away. Now, there's a video.
Mm-hmm. Don't
look. Don't look. I mean, you can look. It's a giant orange ball explosion.
I like this as like a kind of an answer to the gender reveal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point, counterpoint.
Videos.
Yeah.
You know?
It's I don't know. I'm not surprising that this happened in Texas. She triggered it by shooting it with a gun.
Can I ask you? Oh my God, that's right. So she not only did she blow it up, but she blew it up and shot it at the same time, which is like
she put $200 worth of explosives on this dress.
Yes,
and then she went. They went back to a safe distance. There's a big party, by the way. A lot of people happy to see the end of this divorce, which is odd.
And a lot of people like to watch stuff being blown up.
You know what? That's why they're there. That's a good point. They're not there for the yay.
I mean, I feel it. I get it. I have had outfits I've wanted to. I've had sweaters and corduroy and denim jeans that I've looked at that I've just been like, I wish I could fuck you up right now. I hate you so much. You look so, my body's so ugly in you.
Yeah. Now, would you rig it with 20 pounds of Tannerite?
No. No, I'd probably just keep wearing it. have you ever had a failed relationship? No, right?
Me?
You've only had the one relationship, right?
No, I have ex-girlfriends.
Did you ever like burn stuff of theirs or like do like a client? I have.
I didn't have to be. I wasn't that dramatic about it. I mean,
maybe
it would have helped looking back. Yeah. But yeah, I never. Yeah, I can't get into this. I am a pyromaniac.
Yeah.
So that part of this, I totally understand.
I continued living in an apartment that I had shared with my ex. And then, so to exercise that part of it, I burnt her picture in the sink. But then I chickened out. I'd never burnt anything before like that. And I was like, I don't want
to. Okay. You were living with her still at the time and you were going to burn it?
No, she had moved out already.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were just going to burn her stuff while she was still living there.
No, 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 no. Maybe. No, I would never do that, Dan.
Yeah. So, okay, this is an interesting quote about the thing. She had a lot of advice and suggestions from friends and family, like donating the dress for premature babies or baptism gowns. However, to me, the dress represented a lie. I wanted to have a divorce party and burn the dress.
Who the fuck wants to baptize their baby? I mean, I guess.
You can recycle material, I guess, is what they're thinking. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The explosion is intense. We'll probably throw this up on the socials so you can join us in the... I don't know how you feel this 15 miles away, though. But
yeah,
it was liberating pulling that trigger. It was closure for all of us, said the new divorcee.
You know what's really big right now is axe throwing. So I feel like I would, like, if I had an axe throwing range, which you probably can afford.
Yeah, you just need a stump.
And then tie the dress up.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, two-hand.
That'd be really cool. And then with that, with the dress outline, you can start, like, practicing for when you get, like, a live model in there and you're throwing axes and knives.
Or you can get, like, a bunch of computers and printers, like, old electronics.
Okay.
And then put the dress over a bunch of the electronics so it's, like, a little robot electronic monster. And then you can just get out of it with a bat.
Okay. So it's a little
like a sledgehammer.
Like Office Space kind of mashup with a robot.
Yeah, but like a more kind of Frankenstein's monster about it.
That's fun. You're really, your creative juices are flowing today, if I may say.
Hey, now that I'm thinking about burning and smashing effigies.
Yeah.
I'm really into it. I'm really into it. Oh, that's another thing she could do is like she could just wear, this is politically probably not aligned. Mm-hmm. With her, but she could just wear the thing to Burning Man.
Yeah.
And then have people slowly tear it away from her.
Take pieces off her as she meets people. She's like, I have everyone, they need to rip a part of my dress away.
Yeah. Every solid connection you make with someone.
Yeah.
You
take a piece.
Rip off this part. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. That's deep.
Yeah. That's cool. I might just do that anyway.
That's a good like one man show.
I might do that with like my Dodgers jersey. Be funny.
Like cleanse it. Get some sage going.
Just like walk up Sunset Boulevard on my way to Dodger Stadium and everyone is just like tearing away a part of my Dodger blue.
A lot of levels there. That Eric is the nuptial news at 9. That was the nuptial news at 9.
That was great. I feel I nined up. I feel nined up right
now. I agree. We both brought it. We hit an 18 right there.
I nined all my fucking nines up right now. Mm-hmm. I nined all my nines up.
Mm-hmm. I say yes to nine.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, I think it's time for now. Now, as popular as Nup News is here at Groomzilla's, thanks again for listening. This new segment that you started, it's just a runaway train, is it not?
It is a runaway train. Yeah. Runaway train. That's exactly what it is. I'd never heard that expression before. Now, that's a fun way of putting it. Yeah.
You haven't heard runaway train?
No.
Oh, no. Never coming back. Runaway on a one-way track?
I mean, that's what it feels like it.
Yeah.
We do this segment, and I think it's palpable. I don't know if Alec feels this way or if you feel this way, but I feel like a locomotion. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is.
Alec is, sound tech Alec is nodding his head. He agrees.
And judging from the response from our several viewers or listeners,
lighting up the message boards. I know Reddit was on fire for a little bit, White Room, when we first started doing it.
All six or seven of you wetheads really have responded to our hot new segment. And what's it called, Dan? Tell the people.
It's time once again for First Impressions.
First Impressions. I'm going to go first because I feel like you got a doozy. Mine's not that good. It's real.
Oh, okay. I don't really have a doozy.
Mine's real, like, ecoteric.
What is it?
Ecoteric.
I don't know what that word means.
It's like when it's like the ecology.
Oh, are you trying to say esoteric?
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, ecoteric. Got it.
Okay, so this is a guy. This is an impression of a guy, lonely guy, and he's got a bunch of cats. And so he does this, like, when one of his cats is bad, he'll do this fun, like, fake news report that he gets so mad at his bad cat that he'll do a fake news report about that cat dying. And then halfway through the news report, he gets so sad that he can't handle it because the idea of any of his, like, 14, 15 cats dying is way too much for him.
Okay.
So you get that?
I did. And so you're doing an impression of a guy who gets mad at his cat. And when he gets mad.
No. So he's a lonely guy first. And he's got a bunch of cats. And so. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. He's a lonely guy. And he gets mad at his cat. And what he does when he gets mad at his cat is he pretends he's a newsman reading the news on the death of his cat.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the obituary, he gets so sad about his cat actually being dead. He comes out of it because he could never imagine actually losing one of his 14 or 15 cats because he loves them so much.
Almost got it. So like the end of it is like the idea of any of his cat's demise.
Yeah.
Just he can't do it.
Okay.
And he keeps on trying to do this news report because he thinks it's funny.
Right. I think I got it.
So here it goes. So this is a guy.
Is he lonely?
Yeah, he's a lonely guy. He's got a lot of cats doing a news report, but he can't get through the news report because he can't even joke about any of his cats dying.
The thought of harm coming to any of his 14 or 15 cats is just too sad.
Here we go. Darius the cat died today, and although nobody knew how old he was, his love fills up the room, and when he walks in, you just know it.
Wow.
And there's a god, and he's a really good guy. He's a good, good guy. That's all I know.
The guy did not make it nearly as long in the news report as I thought he would. He made it like two lines.
It's the dumbest thing.
Oh, that's sad. That makes me sad.
The dumbest thing I've ever come up with.
That makes me sad. My first impression, more traditional, boring. But this is a crowdsourced. You're going to know this one. I hope you come in and help me do it too. This was crowdsourced. Our mutual friend Kurt Neal.
Wait. Just do it. And
myself came up with it. No, because I got to give him credit because we were doing it together. But it's Gangs of New York. And Wendy reminded me of this because she was there when we were doing it too, and we were doing it in the kitchen. So she's like, "You should do that on First Impression." So I want to shout out to Kurt Neal. I want to shout out to Wendy. This is
you should. Kurt and Wendy.
This is Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York. Oopsie daisy. It's so fun to do.
Again?
Whoopsie daisy. Oh man, there's so many things you could do. Can you? You want to try it?
Perhaps you. No, wait. What is he? He's like whoopsie daisy.
Uh huh.
Whoopsie daisy.
Which is actually when he's throwing knives, which we were talking about earlier in Up News.
You would be more comfortable without that garment.
Yes, exactly. I also like the one. This is the one Kurt and I were doing a bunch. You tell young Valen I'm going to paint Paradise Square with his blood. Two coats. I'm going to festoon my bedchambers with his guts. Oh, there's a lot you can do with Bill.
Oh, my God.
But the fun one is Whoopsie Daisy. Now,
the movie was almost good, and then there's that scene where he's wearing the American flag as a blanket.
Yeah, I didn't have that much. I mean, the third act is where it falls apart pretty bad.
That's like the beginning of the third act, isn't it?
Yeah, all the stuff with the riots, it pulls out.
I know.
And it's anticlimactic also. They just like never have their brawl.
Yeah.
I still watch it though. Whoopsie daisy.
It's like walking around. That movie, it's like if you were like in... like a part, like a segment of Disneyland, and then all the people like turned into characters, and you were like, you know, like you're like it's almost like in Frontierland or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. Cut that out. I'm gonna come back if we can do Daniel. I mean, if we're gonna do Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh yeah, there's never ending. I think I already have done There Will Be Blood. Maybe not. I drink your milkshake. Now, can we do our new segment?
We'll save it. What's a new segment?
The Russian doll inside of First Impressions, where we
from the creators of First Impressions.
Yeah,
let's follow us now as we go behind the impression for the second impression of the first impression.
This is Second Impressions. What's your impression?
What's your impression of your? What's your impression?
So my impression of the guy who is feeling really lonely and his cat, he's really mad at his cat, but can I just
jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Can you just be brutally honest with me?
Yeah.
Just really, I mean, just be honest.
What?
Because we're learning here.
That's what Second Impressions is for. And yeah, I'll give it to you straight. I want a little more newsman up top.
Okay.
Now, but you tell me, is the joke that you can't last even a second because you love Darius so much?
You know, that is the joke. Okay. That is the joke.
Okay.
That is the joke. The trick to this impression is, can I establish enough of a newsman with those that first Darius the cat?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going for there. And then from then on, just like, as soon as like, so it's like, as soon as he says his cat's name,
right,
he just can't anymore. Right. Everything falls apart,
okay,
except for the lover's kit.
I think you're good. If you nail it, I guess maybe just do stronger newsman. You're really close.
Yeah. No. I know it's right there, and I have done a better newsman. Uh-huh. Because the thing about First Impressions that I love is a lot of the times these are just impressions that I've never done to anyone else or just Drew.
Yeah.
And God bless her, you know, she takes on a lot.
Yeah.
As far as me doing impressions and characters at her.
Right.
So me doing it again for you and for the wetheads, I think is, you know.
I mean, you're going to find it on your own, but you want me to.
Yeah, it's getting there.
You want me to. Yeah. Maybe something like where you like, I want to see something like on a sad note.
Oh, that's a good note. That's a good. Yeah. That's actually a good note.
Yeah.
That sad note? No. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good note. Okay. That's a good note.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get from Second Impressions.
Or like, and finally, Darius the cat. There it is.
Yeah.
And finally.
You need a segue. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're turning to camera two for it also.
Yeah.
He's doing the turn for you listeners at home. It's good.
There it is. And then, okay. So my.
Brutally honest. Brooding.
My first impression of your impression was that it was kind of this great work of pop art. You know what I mean? It was like a Roy Lichtenstein to me. It was this big, you know, it's a character everyone knows, everybody loves in the American lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it's just this big, bold, two words.
Yeah.
Big, bold, whoopsie daisy, you're going for it. But there's, it's so layered. And it kind of tells the history of New York. You kind of tell the story of New York.
You can get the 5 points.
In this, yeah.
You get all
in
of
this
it.
Depression. And yeah. It starts, you know, because you're and of that time of in the, you know, 19th century or whatever the fuck it was.
The antebellum?
Is that what it's called?
The pre-Civil War? I thought
that was only the South.
Well, that's what usually what the term is called. Post,
during the Civil War.
Antebellum okay. just means pre-Civil War.
It could be like antebellum New York.
I think there was an antebellum New York.
But this was during the Civil War, wasn't it?
It's right.
Civil War.
It's right. It's setting off.
Civil War era New York.
Uh-huh.
And then so it starts me there during the whoopsie, but then by the time I'm done with the daisy, you know, I'm at New York. I'm on the corner of 57th and 9th.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yesterday.
Present day. Wow. Yes. Wow. I really packed a lot into that impression.
Yeah. You really did.
Thank you. You're right. I mean, the pop art note I really like because it is like pop art. It's like Andy Warhol. It's Lichtenstein.
I really liked when I said that. I thought this sounds really great.
It's really smart because it's like I'm not bringing in anything to it. This has been established before me. Anyone can do what I'm doing. And I think that's the fun of it. Kurt Neal does it. Wendy does it. Yeah. Made you do it. Anyone. You should be doing this at home.
Whoopsie daisy. I just did it.
Look at how fun that was.
Yeah.
Wetheads, say whoopsie daisy this weekend.
Do it right now, wherever you are. Whoopsie daisy.
We'll hold. We want to hear you say it. You say it out loud.
Say it out loud. I don't care if you're on the train or on the bus or in your doctor's office.
Or if you're running down the street or you're exercising or you're doing chores. Right now, give me a good whoopsie daisy.
Do it to your kid.
See? Anybody can do it.
It feels good. It really feels good. And then I think it'll be fun to do a whole Daniel Day-Lewis to get really into, because there's more we can unpack with Bill the Butcher.
Yeah.
But then obviously Daniel Plainview.
We're just scratching the surface with DDL. Yeah. DDL should have his own part of First Impressions, DDL Impressions.
I love that.
All right.
I love
that. That was First Impressions. Let's close it up.
Zip.
All packaged. Hey. Sorry.
All packaged. What a good boy. What a good Christmassy boy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. God,
David. Dan's wrapped all the furniture up again. Why does he keep doing that? All packaged.
Mummy, all packaged.
Oh, is it Boxing Day already? All packaged, mummy. All packaged.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was so good, and then I just blew the landing. Okay.
I like it.
We got to take a break because we got David Bory coming up. So stick around. This is Groomzillas. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Groomzillas. We're sitting in the spacious Forever Dog Studios with the great David Bory.
Hey!
Hi, Dave.
I talked immediately.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. Sometimes they don't want you to talk like at first.
Wait.
Even when I introduce you?
Yeah, sometimes it's just like they're like, we're going to play three games, and then we're going to do our crossword.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do the weekly wiggle, and then you can talk.
The weekly wiggle, you always have to sit through.
Always have to sit through and wiggle it.
Don't talk. I'm still wiggling. Okay. What's up, Dave? How's doing it, man?
That is weird. Yeah, they make you sit through their stuff.
I miss you.
And then you don't know what to do.
Sometimes, yeah, and you're just like, I don't know, is it rude to look at, like, my phone?
Right. Should I laugh? Do you want me to laugh during this part?
Sometimes. And then when you do laugh, you look like a dickhead because they're like...
They haven't brought you in yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
You don't exist in this universe yet, man. We haven't introduced you yet.
But I'm real. I'm me. I'm in the room.
Yeah. See, we just go interview, and then we record the top of our show when you're not here.
Yeah.
That's way better. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't need to be here for that noise.
No, I need an intro. Come on.
How are you doing? Is that how you do your podcast? All fantasy everything?
Podcast? We just start talking, too.
Yeah. You just get right in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What are you going to? We came to do what we came to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's you guys were in Denver when we were in Denver, and your podcast, your live offense, everything was spiritual. It was
weird. It's because we got so drunk.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot was. It was the like spirits, like vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spirits.
Wine and spiritual. You mean wine and spiritual?
Yeah.
Wine and spirits. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like people in the crowd with signs and stuff.
Yeah. Somebody threw us their keys. Which is like, a move, I guess.
Like, come over to my house? What is that?
No, like, some lady was like, I bet you won't shotgun that beer. I was like, yeah, of course I'll shotgun this beer.
Yeah.
And she threw her keys on stage.
Oh, to puncture the can.
Yeah, to puncture the can. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get that flow.
That's just good looking out. That's just smart.
Yeah. I used to do it with my head in my youth, but now.
What do you mean?
I didn't at all.
He got us.
I got this soft skin. I'm not going to break beer cans open.
Yeah. People shotgunning a beer when I perform, too. There's
shotgunning a beer really hits the spot.
It like scratches
it's
a part
so tasty.
Of your,
it's like, so tasty.
And it's primal. It's like,
yeah.
Like, I think anytime people get in a fight, they should just shotgun a beer instead.
Yeah.
Like, we're all just going to go outside, take our shirts off.
Uh huh.
We'll
settle this with shotguns.
Yeah, old timey.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's just like, it's like burning a joint together, like smoking a cigarette or anything. Like, it takes that a length of time to go through that. The whole thing, because you have to like do that whole bit right after where you bend over and you like burp a bunch. There's like that really quiet period where you're like, you're not trying to puke, you're really thinking about the conflict that you are going through, and you're like, it's ayahuasca for people who can't afford to go to do ayahuasca.
I micro shotgun a lot lately.
Which is just drinking a beer?
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, like I shotgun like a juice box worth of beer.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Throughout the day. It just helps me send focused emails.
Sure.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's microdosing anything, I think, is supposed to be the rage.
Yeah.
What about?
I want to transition into just, instead of smoking so much weed, microdosing edibles.
That seems like a tough.
That seems like you're going the other way.
No. Hear me out. Because the worst thing that happens is then you're too high.
Yeah, but that's what you're trying to avoid.
That is the worst thing.
I feel like, I know, but like.
Too high is not super functional, you know what I mean?
Of microdosing.
But I guess it's more of like the smoking part of it.
You don't want to smoke. You don't like the act of smoking.
I feel like that's the worst part of smoking weed is
the combustible.
is the physical smoking, the tar and all that shit. And like,
yeah.
What if you vape?
I don't know. I want to vape. I want to vape, but I don't trust it. I don't trust my like, my addict brain doesn't trust that I'm getting high.
Oh, 100%. It doesn't feel like drugs. And it fucks with, I was thinking about that the other day. It is true.
Yeah.
Like I'll be vaping like in the bathroom, like in an airport or something. I'm like, this isn't getting
high. Right. Yeah.
And then I tie off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get the real results going.
Then you go rummaging through. The bin where like all the needles people throw. Have you seen that in a bathroom before? Where it's here, throw your needles.
Diabetes needles.
Right. Yeah.
You go rubbing through the needle bin.
Jesus.
Just another Sunday trip to Cleveland.
heading to the land.
Yeah.
Oh man, weddings. Let's talk it.
I love them.
I mean, most people do. Yeah, actually, that's not true. Some people hate weddings. You love weddings.
I've been best man 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
I can see that. Of course.
That is. I mean, God damn it. That says so much. That says so much about a person. The three people were like you. I want you there, right next to me.
Yeah.
Biggest part of my life.
I feel very lucky. I feel
that's a big vote of confidence.
I think so.
And it's happened 3 times.
3 times. They were all very different weddings. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but
like,
are they childhood friends or are they all different?
2 of them are from my hometown. So like guys I've known like since high school. And then one was a guy I met in college.
Okay.
We did that in Beaver County, Oklahoma.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
White tuxedo, lime green vest.
Wow.
Mm.
That's a good look.
It's a look.
Not a good one?
It's a look for a wedding to have.
Yeah.
For people to wear. Yeah.
What school is in Beavertown, Oklahoma?
Oh, no. This was the wedding was in Beaver County.
Okay.
Which is, there's not anything there.
Right.
But I went to school at Northwestern Oklahoma State University.
Okay.
For 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they? The Fighting?
Red Rangers.
Okay.
Blake Griffin's dad went there.
No kidding.
No shit.
Yeah. Blake Griffin told me that.
Yeah?
That's
dunk.
What? I saw him once and I was so starstruck that I thought that he was the dick. Like I saw him at a club.
And you're like, why wasn't that guy cool to me?
Yeah. He's so cute. He's so cool. He came up, he was like walking through a club and I was like, hey, what's up, Blake Griffin? What's up, man? And he just like blew right past me. And I turned around to Drew and I was like, what a fucking dick. I just said, what's up to him? He didn't say anything back. And then Drew looked at me like, you literally just barely whispered that to yourself out loud. Like, you did not say that out loud at all. At all. And so for like the 10 seconds, I thought Blake Griffin was a dick before I was like, oh shit, no. I think just basketball players are the coolest people in the world.
No, yeah. That's so funny that you said his whole name, because I said his whole name.
Yeah.
And I think too much.
Yeah.
Like, Dave Ross was with me, actually. It was a weird night. But then I just kept being like, oh, man, what's up, Blake Griffin?
Yeah,
and he was
yeah.
like, oh, man, I thought your set was good. And I was like, oh, man, thanks Blake Griffin.
That's a famous people thing. You just say the whole thing because that's who they are in your brain.
Well, and then
because to me, he's not like,
too.
He doesn't. Taylor Griffin.
It was Blake and Taylor on the town.
Oh, you saw him out.
Yeah, they were out. And then and then Blake Griffin was looking for Randy Litke.
What?
It was a crazy.
Okay, why?
It was at a comedy festival.
And he wanted to see Randy.
He was like, have you seen Randy Litke? And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because it was like classic, a weird.
I bet they're both such pranksters. And I feel like they were trying to run a prank on Andre Drummond. They wanted to make sure they wanted to make Andre Drummond cry.
Blake is like very heavily involved in the comedy scene, or he was when he lived here.
He's very funny.
That's what I hear.
He's like a funny guy, man.
Yeah,
he's a funny dude.
He's got good timing.
Yeah.
Wait.
Naturally handsome, but you don't understand it till you see him in real life, I feel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say see him with his brother.
Gotta put him next to Taylor.
No. I mean, again, I am an ugly person. I can say that. I lost genetics. I lost the whole thing. I'm bald. I'm ugly. I'm not smart. I can say that shit.
I feel like you're a fairly handsome man, though.
Oh, I'm so weird looking.
Or maybe you just keep it together good.
I think you're a very cuddly kind of attractive.
I feel like I creep people out, but thank you guys. Thank you so much.
You wear sweaters. You're furry. I'd get in bed. I'd get in bed.
Is that a mock turtleneck? That's classy.
Oh no, I wish I had one. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I got a weird, not long neck, big body, little head situation.
You're not doing turtles?
It's just, it shows you all the weirdness.
Just highlights it?
It just isolates my head from my neck.
Yeah.
They don't need to be
You're talking about full turtles?
I'm
or
talking about full turtles.
Yeah.
Full turtle after the age of 25, to be completely honest.
Oh, but that's when people need the turtles.
No, it just depends on their turtle. It depends on the turtle.
Is that why people are...
I think that's why... I hate turtlenecks. I don't understand.
Don't get it.
I don't like the feel around my neck.
I like to pull it up and be uncircumcised.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Look at him, uncut. In the Bori uncut.
Just like all the way to the top.
That's your first album special.
Then like a chain.
I got it. But right now I'm picturing you in like one of those big, thick... cable knit motherfuckers, like the big, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
the
thick sweater,
but turtleneck. So it's like rolls up. I can see you in that.
Sweating bullets though. It's too much.
Oh, I know. I would. I know.
Yeah.
It's so hard dressing for winter because you have to make a decision on whether you're going to be too cold or just sweat way too fucking much.
Yeah, that is true. That's what I don't miss about Colorado. Yeah. You got to figure that out.
Yeah. Should I bring the jacket? I don't think I need
the
jacket.
Do I need a scarf? It's scarf cold, but it's going to be hot by the time I get to my desk.
Right.
You know?
Man, that would happen all the time in Iowa City, college town. Girls would go out dead of winter.
Yeah.
just wearing
the
smallest skirt and like a tube top, and they're going out for the night, and they're like freezing.
Yeah, but it is hot
once you get to the bar.
But then when you go, then outside smoking, everybody's like, "It's cold as fucking shit."
Yeah. You're wearing nothing. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Let's go. Speaking of duds, let's go back to this white suit with lime vest.
Lime vest, lime bow tie.
Uh huh.
And if I remember right, I think it was pink pocket square.
Wow.
Wish we had
pink pocket square.
Yeah.
Is that like a Men's Warehouse pickup?
It was the South Beach collection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds South Beach. That sounds very South Beach.
Yeah, it was a weird, I don't know. It was my buddy's wife that she picked it.
You know? Yeah. So what of these three you've been the best man? I've been a best man zero times. Eric, how about you?
Zero times.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'll ever be a best man.
You'll be a best man.
Well,
no way.
What about Alan?
The question is, will Alan settle down?
Alan, I don't think. You think Alan's going to have a wedding? Should we just talk about Alan? Whether or not Alan's going to have a wedding? I don't think he's going to. I don't think he'll have a wedding.
But it's a party. He's
going to get married. Yeah, I think he'll get married, and then there'll be a party with no ceremony involved.
Oh, but you don't think it'll be like a straight up wedding?
I think it'll be an elopement and party.
I could see that. That's fair.
Yeah, no wedding party.
That's fair.
No best man needed.
Nah. Yeah.
So you've done three best man speeches.
Yeah.
Are these recent, before you did comedy?
They've all been post-comedy, luckily.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that's good.
So I was very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they all sound like this?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, some of that. Some of that. Like, a few off-color stories.
Yeah.
Almost teared up at one.
Really?
Yeah, Sam Talent's, when I did his best.
Oh, you were Sam Talent's best
man. Oh, yeah, shit. Okay. That's
I almost cried.
That's huge.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah, cool, because he's a crier, so everybody cried the whole time. He cried when I came out.
Yeah.
Like when the wedding started and he was standing down there and we all started walking.
Uh-huh.
He cried when
he saw you.
He saw me and started bawling.
Yeah.
And then everybody started crying. Yeah. That was a cried up wedding.
Yeah. So, and then was your speech, or it sounds like everyone was just already on the verge of tears, but did your speech get them there as well?
Yeah. My speech got them there. It got me there. We were also, it was also Sam Talent's wedding. So everyone was terribly drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was really going down.
Yeah.
His dad was all stoned. We were all going for it.
Right. Sam Talent, big Denver comedian, like
the perfect godfather, description.
Godfather of the Denver scene in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Except for ACH.
Adam, ACH. ACH would have something to say about that.
Yeah.
I feel like ACH has graduated past godfather, if that's even possible. He's like mayor of the town now.
I think Sam Talent's the underground king. He's like the rat king of Denver. And ACH is like the crown golden, like the governor of Colorado was at ACH's fucking wedding.
Right.
Like, yeah. The governor of Colorado is not going to Sam Talent's wedding.
Yeah. Right.
Like Jack Nicholson's the Joker might, but I don't know.
Is Gotham in Colorado?
It's loosely based on Greenwood Village, Colorado. Oh, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Based on the DTC. It's,
wait,
it up.
So which one, the off-color speech, did you go full off-color or did you like toe the line?
No, I toed the line. I understand people's grandmas are there.
Yeah, yeah. You're so good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like not sure. Mine was all like done with a wink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We remember who killed that drifter. I'm not going to say any names or whatever, you know?
Right.
You are a gifted stand-up comedian, and you are one of those comedians that when I'm watching you, I always think, oh, the audience is going to be fine for a while. I never think that you were going to like be mad at the audience or you're going to bore the audience. Like when you're on stage, I'm like, okay, the audience is in good hands.
That's so sweet. I appreciate
that. And I feel like that's as a wedding speech giver, that's more than
you can hope for.
I think you just got to remember not to go too long too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big mistake I feel like I've seen at weddings where I wasn't speaking.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, I mean, people don't, most people aren't comfortable on the mic. So they over prepare maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I went to my buddy's wedding in San Francisco earlier this year and his brother was his best man, but he was just fucking wasted by the time they did speeches.
Good.
So
good.
He like called up both of their parents and everybody's like, what are you doing, dude? And he was like, Mom, you know, she got her daughter-in-law or whatever, because I'm not going to get married to a girl.
And it was like, no.
Yeah, wait, what are you doing, dude?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he's gay. But he was just wasted. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was just really drunk.
Oh, okay. I love the drunk. Get up here with me.
Come on, mom. And then his mom and dad were clearly like, they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And they just like break into a song that's stuck in their head, has been stuck in their head the whole time. And it's like,
I'll stand by you by the Pretenders.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Keith's? Did Keith get married?
No. They play that at Sam's though.
Oh, okay.
It was his song to him and his mom.
That's too much.
Oh, man. That's... Everybody was crying. That was the most Good crying Lord. At the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a real misty time.
Everybody was crying.
Yeah.
That song.
It is really good, man. And in that context.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And with Sam, like just Sam's presence also. Yeah. I just met his wife I'd never met his wife before until the last time we were all in Denver.
Dr. Talent.
Yeah, dude. She rules. So fucking cool. Yeah, she rules.
Yeah. She's so much fun. That wedding was maybe that's like one of my favorite times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it was fun. So was there a big wedding party in addition to you as well?
Yeah, man, they really did it up. So it was like, I think it was like 4 or 5 groomsmen and bridesmaids and then all their significant others. And her side came in from Michigan and they rented a big house in a mansion in the mountains in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So we all got in like the wedding was like on Friday. But we all got in, like, friends and family were at the house from, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
There you go.
That's the best.
Everybody else came Friday, and then Saturday was the wedding.
Right.
And then huge party at the place Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then everybody is drained by Sunday.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. We had, like, a cereal bowl full of weed in that mansion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that sounds like Colorado.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was really good. Everybody's dad got high.
Uh-huh.
Getting high on that Sunday morning must have felt so good.
Oh, come on.
Just that
man.
Chill Sunday morning high. Get over it. Yeah, that is the fucking best high.
And like it was like way up on a hill so you could like see out.
Yeah.
It was, and you were there for like a week, so it was like long enough to feel like you lived there.
That's the mark of a good vacation where you feel you get into a rhythm.
Yeah, where you're like, okay, this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
That's great.
That was like my third favorite. That was the number one favorite part of my wedding was the lead up. Like the 2 or 3 days before the wedding was the best fucking part of the wedding.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. And the more people are involved, the more friends that are involved or whatever, the better it gets. But it's just good to have it.
It's good because everybody's like, it's like that vibe is like hopeful. Like even if there's problems and stuff, everybody's still like, come on, guys, we're here to do a wedding.
Yeah, a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you thought about marriage yourself?
To the game.
Okay. All right, Dave.
So how long have you been married to the game?
Actually, we're going on 5 years, you know.
Very, very cool.
Getting serious.
Very, very
in a relationship for 10. Mm-hmm. Don't need to brag.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
We work. No, I've never been close to being married yet.
Yeah. What is your longest relationship?
Like 2.5 years, like on and off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's decent.
Yeah, it's significant enough to count.
That's a long-term
relationship. That's a long-ass time. 2.5 years is a long-ass time.
I said it was decent. Yeah.
It was decent.
Yeah.
What more do you want from me? God damn it.
Breaking you over the coals for 2.5 years. Yeah, what's keeping you from it? Is it just the relationship or is it philosophical?
No, I don't have anything philosophical against marriage. I think love is great. I love lovers loving love. I just haven't, it wasn't like where my focus had been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it was all.
You got different priorities. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably time to be more serious about it. But like my folks got married late too. So I kind of never, nobody was ever in my ear to be like,
right.
You're 23. You gotta get married. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
Are they still together?
My mom and my stepdad are. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom and my dad weren't together, but my mom and my stepdad. Yeah. They got married when they were like early 30s, and they've been together for almost 20 years or something.
Oh, great.
That. Yeah. So it's like
good role models.
Yeah.
You're not opposed to the idea for.
No, not at all. Yeah, they've been married since '99.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it's gotten to a place now where like, and I'm not. With no judgment, but like when people say that they get married in their early 20s now, I'm like, that's weird.
That's how I feel too. It's like, it's not, everything is more stretched out than it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because we're all arrested development and we're all trying to stay young for much longer.
And we're not, we're just not ready. How many 20-year-olds, you can't, even if you're like trying hard to make it work, you're not going to buy a house for your wife and kid when you're 20 now. It's just not.
Right.
You don't
when you're 25, probably. I mean, you know.
And you don't even know
and some people, but some people are. Like, some people do that, and like that's, it, but it's like a, it's way more like the rarity than the norm. Right. Like the norm is like, I got married when, you know, we were both, I was 35 and Drew's 34.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, I don't know.
Does maybe that feel pretty perfect?
It felt, I mean,
seems
it was
like a sweet spot.
We did it because it was perfect. You know, like it was the time. And like, I can't imagine at 30, even at 31, I was like, that 4 years was so like, just so long.
Oh yeah.
It was like it took forever. It was so transformative. I can't even, I mean, when I was 31, I was still like, the only thing I ate was croissants and coffee and Adderall.
Wow. So you're like, I can't, a French poet.
I was
like a French teen,
a French millennial poet.
And edibles and microdose and I was microdosing edibles.
Oh, so pardon me. The I feel like,
wait, the third best man. What was the third best man? So it was like one best man in San Francisco, one was Sam Talent.
Yeah, one was in Sam's was in the mountains. Was my friend, my good friend from high school, Hat. That was in Mexico.
Whoa. Oh shit.
Yeah, it was like a destination wedding.
International.
Mr. International.
I didn't know that you were Mr. International.
That's I come and I go. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
What part of Mexico?
It's so bad that I can't remember, but it was one of the ones.
Yeah.
Like it's either Cancun or Puerto
Vallarta.
I think it might have been Cancun.
Okay.
It was like very touristy. Like we flew into the airport. And then they picked us up on like one of those giant buses and drove us straight from the airport to the resort.
Yeah.
And then you're basically on the resort the whole time. And the resort had like, you know, a bunch of trouble to get into. They had like four or five restaurants.
Okay.
And it was all inclusive. So we were just like, and we're from like, we're like small town drinker type of people. So we were getting fucked up down there, man.
Was it did it feel like a big kind of Vegas-y strip kind of thing? Like a big resort?
The resort was big enough that there was like an all-ages side and an adults-only side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good size. And we were just, there was so much stuff to do that like we went fishing one day, like all the dudes did. There was like a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then the night before the wedding, or the night before, we got into a drinking contest with another wedding.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
shit, that's
the
really
night before the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. I got a picture of it. I don't really remember it well, but like,
why not?
It was, what a weird idea. Like,
because all inclusive is a dare.
If
someone says everything is all inclusive, I'm like, oh yeah.
I'm like, fuck everything? You. Like, I want four grapefruits at 6 a.m. So
make it happen.
Yeah, decide. You decide. Cancun.
Was the groom there for that, or the whoever was the wedding party there for the drinking contest?
It was me and my buddy Ann Y, and like it was like three or four of us there.
Okay. Against an entire wedding.
Yeah, against the tie. And I don't even know what happened to where we were like, fuck that wedding. I have a picture of it. I'll look through it for it while we talk, and you guys can understand.
Yeah.
God. It was a good wedding, man.
So you were in good shape for the wedding itself.
Yeah, I was okay for the wedding itself. And we wore linen. So,
well, you're in Mexico. I was going to ask, was it like on the
beach?
Oh,
was it summertime?
It was on the beach. Yeah. And it's like we were wearing linen, like linen shirts and vests and sandals.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was all good. You know, I was going to be all right.
Yeah. That is the worst part about a wedding, is wearing the hot suit and just sweating all the time.
You're telling me. I hate tuxedos, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linen sounds like a dream.
Linen was, it was incredible. It was just breathable. I felt so fast.
Yeah.
You know, that tuxedo fabric just—it seems like it's extra. It's extra non-breathable.
No, those shirts are like—it's like saran wrap. It's like curtains.
They're very starchy.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, God forbid you have a cummerbund.
I had a cummerbund. It's the first time I'd at my wedding, it was the first time I wore a cummerbund since I was in my uncle's wedding when I was like 8.
You didn't wear one at prom?
I didn't wear one. I never. I always wore vests at prom.
Oh, yeah. I guess me too.
Yeah, I'm older. So this is like in the 90s, in the mid, in the late 90s, not the mid 90s. Don't get me confused with Jonah. In the late 90s, huge three-piece suits were everything.
They were big too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like extra big. Yeah.
Everything was kind of chunkier and bigger.
Yeah.
I wore cummerbunds because I was in the jazz ensemble. So I wore yellow bow tie.
There's my guy I'm so proud of. Is that cummerbund, no jacket?
That's cummerbund, no jacket.
Yeah. What did you play?
I played drums.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. The cummerbund, no jacket is not a...
Very waitery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hella waitery. I was going to say, I'm ordering a gimlet from you. If you're wearing cummerbund, no jacket, you better have my fucking gimlet.
Yeah. I want a tuxedo with tails. Can you get married in that?
Oh my God. I was in a wedding where I wore a tuxedo with tails.
How did it feel?
I was the Monopoly man.
It stops short. It cuts off. And then it dips it low.
And then it goes way low.
I like that.
It has a cool fit to it too, because it's like it feels like it's not a waistcoat, but the stopping high, you can feel that.
Yeah.
It makes you kind of stand up straighter.
Do you feel exposed?
No,
that's so true.
And I wore it with a cummerbund.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was a ring bearer. It was my cousin's wedding. I was a kid, and even then,
I thought you were an adult ring bearer, which would be great.
Yeah, why don't people do that?
Let's put it on its ear.
Yeah,
I say adult ring bearers. Child brides.
Yeah.
Just let that one hang out there for a second.
Yeah, you know.
Adult flower women? How about flower maidens?
I think people do that.
Matrons.
I feel like the ring bear is a kid more than... You can have flower women, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't know if I've ever seen an adult flower person.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I guess adults are ushers.
Yeah.
But like, unless there's like I've seen like an adult accompanying a kid who was like a flower.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because they'll blow it because they have no sense of responsibility. Because
they'll just eat the fucking flowers like goats.
Like the little animals they are.
Yeah.
Put a leash on it, I say.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And then you have the dog flower ring bearer.
I think that is irresponsible.
You think so?
No, I think it'll be fine.
Turning a beast loose on a wedding party?
I just don't like putting animals in clothes is my thing.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Well, I don't feel like they like it.
No. Well, some of them might. I think some of them like the bandanas.
Oh, yeah. A bandana is different than like the shirts.
The full clothing.
When you see a corgi in a shirt, he just looks like he wants to end it. And that's...
Yeah. A whole outfit is way too much.
Yeah. Oh, I hate a dog in an outfit.
Like a whole outfit. Like if they're just wearing like I was just in New York, and in New York is like, I feel like New York is the dogs wearing clothes capital of the world.
Probably. Because
it gets colder there. Like in LA, I feel like you would think that LA would have a lot, but like LA doesn't, the weather doesn't really necessitate.
It doesn't permit.
In New York, right. Hella chihuahuas wearing like North Face, like not even just windbreakers.
I don't even
like,
have a North Face.
Yeah,
I'm a grown up.
Yeah,
I'm wearing cool. Champion. I'm wearing Champion.
I got a Champion hoodie. This guy's got a bubble down. This dog.
I do too. North Face.
Patagonia. Yeah.
Patagonia
is the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
Is that a thing, or did you just say that?
No. I found a picture of me in that drinking contest.
Start that. I want to see this
for you guys. Nope, I lost it again. Sure. But I'm in the area with the weddings.
Drinking contest.
So I don't know.
Is that a bra?
I don't know what it was on my head. They put it on here. I'll show it to Eric.
Yeah.
So you don't remember much of this drinking contest, though, right?
No, not much. Can you see?
Biggest smile I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. He looks very happy.
Oh,
in the
yeah. And then I got another great picture. Here's me arm wrestling the waiter after that. Because then we're just drunk. Now we're just drunk.
Oh, my God.
We're just fighting waiters.
This is like the credit scroll after Hangover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's you're just arm wrestling the waiter.
Yeah, it was a good time. I used all my Spanish that night.
Yeah. Which is.
How was it?
You know.
Mas?
No.
Mas cervezas?
It's mas que menos. You know what I mean? Mas que menos. Uh-huh, yeah. like, uh-huh.
Yeah, más o menos.
No, 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 más que menos, like more than a little bit. Like,
yeah.
I got a couple moves.
See, you got the. I know the Lo Siento.
Because yeah, Lo Siento. You gotta know.
You gotta know that.
Although I'm not much of an apologizer, I just really? Come through.
Unapologetic.
Uncut.
I come from Colorado, sir.
Pori, uncut.
Yeah.
Okay. Pori, long cut.
Pull your hood up.
Oh man. Where do you want your wedding to be if you ever get married? You a destination guy?
Yeah, because you kind of have a lot of like spiritual homes, right? Like
yeah.
you,
yeah, it could be a lot of places. Yeah.
I always knew you as a San Francisco guy, but you're really a Denver dude. But now
I've been in LA for a while.
Yeah,
you know? I don't know. Wherever I would do it, I would probably I do one of those nature deals. You know, like you got wherever it is, you gotta like drive away. It's like away from shit.
Right. You put people on the bus and then you take them out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Africa?
I would get married in Sierra Leone for sure. By water too, probably is another clutch thing.
Yeah.
I would want some water.
Are you're an outdoor guy?
I like being outside when it's pretty in like a pretty place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nature's always gonna take it over like a building.
Yeah.
I like it. But I like that you specifically said water, because that's like a thing. Because we were just talking about, I felt like I've always been drawn to the desert, which is like, people are fucking, I love that. I love that draw.
For sure. Because I would think, whenever I think about getting married, I also think like, it would be fun to do like everybody comes in a few days before, and then I would like to go fishing.
Yeah?
Like right before.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a fisherman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I never knew this about you.
Yeah,
this
when I was in Colorado, there were a couple bass seasons that it was like almost every day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I used to throw tires in ponds in the winter so that during spring thaw, I would know where the tires were because the bass would spawn in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, I don't even.
Yeah.
That's something. In
that's genius.
Yeah. If you come back during spring thaw and just nail it.
Yeah.
Because you know where the tire is.
Right. And then you're.
I don't think environmentally it's, I don't think I should have been doing that.
It's, but you're not.
I mean, it's not terrible. Like
you're not
it's
dropping not, sticks of dynamite in the water. Not it's yet. Not that bad.
Yeah, it depends. I've also done ice fishing. Yeah. I would definitely want to go fishing right before I'm.
I had no idea you were, so you're like and then you fish and then you clean and like take it home, or you throw back guy?
It really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If it's like the ocean, I'm for sure trying to take it home.
Yeah.
If it's like, I mean, if it's a place that doesn't have a lot of fish, but like, I'll take home my limit for sure.
Yeah.
I used to just leave it on the bus. I would fish, put all the fish in my backpack. I would just leave it on the bus.
Wow.
Okay, guys, this is for you. Thank
this
you, guys.
This is for grabs. This is anybody. This
anybody.
Is anybody.
Go nuts.
Even in the back. Yeah.
No, come up. Come closer, guys.
It's a handicapped seat, but the fish is for everyone, I promise.
So do you like?
Yeah, I just throw up the handicapped seats and I'll just dump the fish out the front.
Wow!
No, just wait for it.
Do you like deep sea fishing versus what do you call non deep sea fishing?
I mean, freshwater. I guess I've only gone deep sea fishing like two or three times. It's like all most of. Like, I got into it in Colorado when I was living there mostly.
Okay.
So, I've only gone deep sea a few times, but deep sea is fun.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I would rather just go out on a boat on, like, a lake or something like
that. It's so chill. It's a different experience. I feel like
I'd rather stay on the rocks and fish bass and just kind of like walk around.
Yeah. Oh. And you don't fly fish, or do you fly fish?
I don't fly fish.
Yeah, because that's a different
That's a whole
animal.
Other thing. Yeah. I don't even know how.
Yeah,
I bet the fish in Colorado are so healthy because that water is so good.
Oh yeah, especially mountain water.
Streams. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially when you go up to the mountains, like Horsetooth Reservoir and stuff like that. It's like good.
So do you like?
So you want like a fishing wedding? You want like a full on?
I want like one day where I was just fishing before I got married for sure. Yeah.
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 Or that could be.
But you could do that in you could do that in another country or like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people got boats.
I think so.
I can see you Also, I could see you as one of those, like, invite everyone to a party, and you're like, oh, by the way, you're at a wedding.
Yeah.
Like, one of the... Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Like a disco ball comes down.
Yeah, and if you, like, spend a lot of money, like, really, like...
Like, it's a nice wedding. You just didn't know you were coming.
I mean, it's like a huge, like, Pitbull's there. Like, Pitbull perform.
Yeah.
Pitbull and Pitbulls. Everybody gets a Pitbull.
Everyone goes home with a Pitbull.
Yeah. Everyone goes
from Pitbull's
personal kennel.
Uh-huh.
You get a Pitbull.
I think that you can go out. You as an outside-the-box wedding planner would be incredible.
I think I can just make, like, some moves. I think I can have some weird shit going on.
You would really make some room for yourself in the wedding industrial complex. Like, you would, like, you would be the Zuckerberg.
You could carve out a space.
You would be like Zuckerberg. Yeah.
I think so. Especially, I could get that dance party jumping.
Are you a dance guy?
I want to get married for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We danced in Denver. Yeah.
Yeah. I dance.
Yeah.
See, the dance party was your Henny night.
Oh, yeah.
You and Dante.
Woof. From our lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
I think I just, like,
he heard
I don't
you on
even
that
think
one.
I said Hennessy. I think I just told Dante, I was like, hey, man, I think, mate, wouldn't it be crazy if we got some? And then he had a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off immediately, which was
very fast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It came off very fast.
Yeah. And I was in a frame of mind where for some reason or another, I won't say if it was chemical or not, but I was asking people if they were doing okay a lot that night.
Were they doing okay?
Most people were doing okay, but then when I saw you, I was like, are you, and I think it was more about me being, you just kind of sighed, and I was like, and you just said something about Hennessy, and I was like, and then I saw Dante after that, and I was like, that was, I was like, that's so much Hennessy. That is so much.
Yeah, it's just, because Hennessy is like a dabble, do you? You don't, it's right. Like, yeah. It's very,
really
though, it's very really strong.
Though. Yeah.
You guys didn't kill the bottle, did you?
I don't know what happened to that bottle.
Someone killed it.
It died.
Yeah, it died that
night. I think it was two bottles, wasn't it?
It might have been two bottles. I don't really
know,
man.
I think it was two bottles.
It got real fuzzy, because that's the other thing, too, is it just got it. Well, it's for the table, you know what I mean?
Right.
So everybody's passing it around.
Yeah.
You don't know what happens.
Yeah. I think I saw Dante the next day. He came to the pool for like almost 3 minutes, and then he had to leave.
It was crazy. Fucking Denver, man.
Denver was fun. Denver was our, they recorded your podcast.
Did they not record yours?
They did not record ours.
Don't bring it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you missed that week?
We were having a good time.
We were having a good time,
and you had to bring it up.
Well, I just think it's funny.
Was it just like a miss of the button?
It was a misunderstanding. I think it's like 60% my fault, if I'm being honest. But yeah, it was just a miscommunication. They didn't know that
didn't know you wanted to record it?
Kid didn't know we wanted to record the podcast. So.
No, I just... Just no one got around to it. It is just pushing a button, but you do have to push the button, and no one got around to it. That's fine.
But
now we have a bootleg myth, like mythic bootleg. You know, Godzilla's live in Denver. Yeah,
that's good. When you run for mayor, that's when it'll surface.
Yeah.
Mayor of Aspen, Colorado.
Oh yeah, you could do it.
I like it here. That's, is that not a bad, is, that's my,
that's very
that's good,
good,
right?
Yeah, that's I like it here.
It's all right.
I like it here.
Have you ever been there? It's real weird up there.
I'm sure. No, I've never been there.
I did a bunch
I've
of French
like,
acid there.
One French time. Acid.
I think that's what he said. That's what this guy said.
Parlez-vous acid?
No, this guy said that, like, he said that, like, his friend in France makes acid and then sent it to him. Mm-hmm. But they're all rich guys in Aspen, so I don't know.
That's a really
that's a
rich
good
part
selling
of
point,
that's
though.
A really
that's smart
rich
marketing on him. Like, oh, French acid.
No, he just gave it to us.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We got to his house, and he was like, dude, you guys do whatever you want. And do you guys know Zach Moss at all, the comedian?
Huh.
He's from Denver. He's very funny. This guy's like, do whatever you want. We're all frying on French acid. He's like, you can drink whatever you want. So we open this bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, the guy's like, dude, what? That's like an expensive bottle.
Oh.
And we're like, you gave us acid and told us.
To
and
do
then he was like, dude, this is my girlfriend's house.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
Wait, Zach said that or the French guy said that?
No, he was an Aspen guy. He said his friend lives in France.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying with like rich people. It's like always rich people who are always like, no, it's all cool, guys. It's all cool. Everything for everyone. And then there's always that one thing 100%. That only rich
people. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, that cheese. You cannot eat that cheese.
That's exactly what it was. You cannot eat that cheese. And I'm like, bro, why did you say we?
Always.
Was
always.
He drunk? Was he on acid? What was his attitude?
I mean, he wasn't on acid when he invited us to his house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. Like, because he was just like, looking to impress you guys or what?
I think so. I think it was like, oh, I'm hanging out with the comedians
right.
after the show that had 40 people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that impressive. Yeah. But yeah.
Colorado is so weird and is a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it is a like ocean of a state. There's so much going on in Colorado. Yeah. And like,
and it really embodies the spirit of the West still.
Bunch of different, bunch of different stuff happening. A lot of moving parts in Colorado.
Yeah. It's like different parts
on both sides of the dial. Yeah. There's extremes. Because our sound tech guy, Colorado Springs, is like a whole
another. That's a complicated world. Place, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's where mega churches started there.
Yeah,
but then also maybe the CIA has a layer there, and also the Olympics.
Also, strangely, like a lot of military people are down there.
Yeah,
okay,
and that shit is like, weird as fuck.
It's like really, it's a real weird place.
Yeah, well, because he was saying when he was in school, he saw West because he went to something in WeHo for Halloween, and there were Westboro Baptist Church protesters there.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa. Oh wow, I've never seen them. And he's like, what? You've never seen them before? I'm like, why have you seen them so much?
I bet, yeah, all the time.
And he's like,
time.
Colorado Springs. They were there all the time.
I bet.
Just like, yikes.
But that whole Aspen and like Vail part is really dope. And it's so naturally like just fucking incredibly beautiful.
Yeah,
no matter what time of year, it's just fucking perfect.
Yeah. The mountains are great, man.
Yeah.
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 Mountains are great.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're going to go because I'm going to be in Omaha recording my album on like the weekend of our one year wedding anniversary. So I think we're going to go back to, cause when we drove cross country, we stopped at this place that was like the foothills of Aspen. Like it wasn't like, didn't go up the mountain, but like, it was like the cute little town, like right at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't so fancy, but it was still like,
Telluride? Cute.
It wasn't Telluride. I think it was like, maybe it wasn't Aspen. It was like Vail. Is Aspen and Vail next to each other? I don't know.
I think they're all kind of far. And I am from Colorado.
Yeah.
I think
it was closer to Vail. It wasn't Aspen then. It was Vail. But it was just like we stopped there and then it's just really cute. And I just.
Yeah, those towns are great. The mountains.
Yeah.
And mountain people are so weird because you live in the mountains. Like you want to be like away from everything.
Alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all. That's a good time of year for it too. December in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Get out.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What are you not like seeing when you go to a wedding? What's your pet peeves that people do at weddings or the lack thereof, what they don't do?
I don't like it when and this hasn't happened too much, but you know, with weddings, there's obviously going to be people who are not into the union as much, maybe, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I've been to a few weddings where like somebody was shit talking the bride or somebody shit talking the groom. Oh. You know what
gross.
I mean? And you're just like,
gross. What are you doing here?
Like now's not the time. Like I understand this is your sister or this is your brother or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But like today we can just be hopeful that it's going to work.
Right.
And enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's people do that.
Yeah. And it sucks. It's, you know what I mean? There's always like you stumble onto some table and you sit down and somebody's like, I know.
Yeah.
Fucking great. Maybe get a job.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Oh yeah. So judgmental.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't
that's like true. That.
It brings weddings bring out weird stuff. Like I think if you're insecure about your relationship or having like, single people kind of go nuts at weddings.
Yep.
Like, even if it's not like, single people just kind of go, like, it brings out a lot of weird stuff in people, too.
You project your own stuff onto the wedding.
Yeah.
And other people getting attention, too, I think, is like, people are weird about, like, two people getting this intense amount of attention that goes, it's like an entire day. They're like, wait a minute, no, like, nobody else is going to get attention as much as this couple. Like, no, I'm going to do something and I need to get attention now.
And it's,
and it, usually being shitty about something.
Yeah, and it, like, it also ruins, it's like, it's a lot of people's dynamics with their friends, or maybe like, maybe you're the person who's used to getting the attention, but this is like that person's right. one day.
Right.
And yeah. that messes with people.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
think there can be definitely some ugliness that comes out like on yeah. the back end.
Yeah, definitely. There's like a lot of backstories going into the thing.
Yeah.
Because the energy is so real normally, like the intimacy is so real and the vibe is so real that it lays a lot of shit bare and all this like real, like,
oh yeah,
deep-seated shit comes up because it is so real.
I've noticed at weddings a few times I've been to weddings, like Sam's wedding, there were like people who were maybe like in the bridal party or, but not the best man or whatever, just like yeah. groups of people who like figured out some shit that they had for yeah. years that got
oh,
kind of
yeah.
like the
oh,
wedding God, broth, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we haven't been cool since XX and X happened this yeah. many years ago. And then like, but now you're in the wedding and everybody's feeling kind of some kind of a way.
Right.
Like, yeah, I've definitely yeah. seen like big friendship stuff and yeah. for the positive, but also maybe sometimes for the negative.
Yeah. yeah, though I mean it makes sense because you avoid that kind of thing and you don't have to confront it necessarily in your day to day. But then like, well, I'm gonna see this person at the thing definitely.
Yeah, and then yeah. And you know you're probably not gonna see him again for a while. Uh-huh. Like it puts a lot of people together also who maybe aren't together that often.
Yeah,
so that's always like there can always be some stuff with that.
Yeah, it gets wild. Yeah. People just wild. Cut.
Gets yeah. wild. Different peer groups mix in.
Yeah.
Maybe your friends don't mix with her friends like that.
Yeah.
Like,
or like, your old friends and your new friends.
Yeah. I mean, that's like with us, like it's my friend Sam's wedding is like our guys from our town are, you know, there was definitely one night where it's like 7 o'clock in the morning and they're just like blasting punk music, drinking tall boys with no shirts on. And people are like, what the fuck? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it's
yeah.
like,
and
you
people
know,
are getting up for jugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So like, it rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah.
But just like the negativity, I feel like is kind of,
that's, yeah. No one's ever brought that up, but there is a lot of like just,
it's just a lot
bickering. It's like,
and it's like a lot of people, you're seeing people like achieve their dream. What, you know what I mean? Or like, it's yeah. like the idea of like, well, you know, Jake's not going to ever be lonely again.
Right.
But here I am. I was yeah. cooler than Jake. Remember how much better I was
fucking Jake.
At high school football? And now you're getting married, bro? You're getting married?
Yeah.
And I'm a regional manager at a fucking Kinko's? I drove up here in my Kia Sophia leased?
Yeah.
I got to watch this shit? Like,
and just then they get their food. And then yeah. so they just take it out on them.
You know what?
Just then they're like, the yeah, same thing. I had the chicken! I had the fucking chicken! I didn't have the fucking salmon! I didn't have the salmon!
Yeah, so that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's kind of my, yeah. It's also entertaining when that happens, too. It's always like, it's just exhausting. I've never left a wedding not being pretty exhausted.
Yeah.
A lot yeah.
of emotions. Yeah. A lot of emotionally.
Yes. Yeah. No one ever brought that up, but that is so true. You're just wasted.
You're drained.
Especially if it's a weekend summer. Thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Physically, emotionally, mentally done.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like the Sunday thing. Sometimes I don't like the Sunday thing because I'm just like, I can't again with this crew one more time.
Yeah, I need that last exhale.
You need that last push away.
Yeah,
yeah.
The last day of the movie.
Yeah.
Is it? It always seems to me like it would be the hardest on the couple.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys?
I was like,
I think the couple was just good. Like, I feel like having been married, like. Everything after the wedding is just like, oh, thank God it's done.
You're just done. So you're just stress relieved.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think that if we had the wedding in a place where we lived, it would have been completely stress-free. But I was like, it got to a place where we had like, you know, we had a flight to catch on Tuesday. And so we had to like all take it. And it was Sunday and it was like, just had the wedding and had a bunch of shit to take care of.
Right.
But we had to fly out on Monday. So we like... That was stressful, but other than that, I was like, I just got super fucking high.
Yeah.
We had all this extra food to eat, and we had all this like we had to like finish a keg. I was focused on that, and then like people just kind of, and we didn't even invite. The best part was like we didn't invite anyone to come over on Sunday, other than like, oh, you should come over on Sunday, but like there were like no actual plans.
Yeah.
But people just came. People just started coming, like trickling in.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. And that was, I just felt love. That was like, it was all love.
Yeah, yours was fun. Yeah. Dave, you got to, if you ever do get married, you worried about who you have to pick for your best man since you've been the best man for three other people?
Yeah, I do worry about that.
Like who you owe.
It's gonna be Keith. It's gotta be Keith, right?
I think I would almost do like a
three-way.
Yeah.
Would it be those three guys are in the running?
Yeah, and then probably like whoever, I'd probably just, like the person I've known the longest would probably be the actual best man. Just
seniority.
Yeah, It's just like Sam. So Sam would probably be my best man.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the other few, it would just be.
He would make an incredible officiant too. I feel like he's officiated a hell of a wedding.
Well, that's the good thing too, is that he's such a good talker.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I feel like, do you feel like officiant is the same as best man as far as responsibility and like honor, like as far as an esteemed position?
It's a different energy. Well,
I think it's got to be
levels,
but like straight up prestige levels.
I feel like officiant, you're getting the prestige from both people,
right?
Because you know,
you need gravitas.
Right.
You need gravitas with the officiant.
Right. Right.
Best man, you just need, I feel like, support and love. Yeah.
Best man's just like, you got to hold me down.
Yeah.
Because best man at a nice wedding, best man is like a job. I didn't know that, really. Yeah.
Well, so is officiant.
That's true, right?
But you got to bring different things. You've never officiated anything.
I've never officiated a wedding. Yeah. No. I think that would be fun. I think I'd like that.
Yeah. I did it once.
I think you're going to get that. Again, Groomzilla guarantee within the year, somebody's going to ask.
Within the year?
Stamp it.
Yes.
You realize it's November, right?
Calendar year. I was like, gosh, that's a bold. I'd love it, but that's because weddings are also expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for everybody.
Everybody.
Let alone whoever pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got
just elope.
Yeah.
That's been our thesis in this year of doing this podcast.
Elope. Get your little rec center.
Elope.
$5 a keg cup. Uh-huh. Money goes to the bride and groom.
There you go.
You know, and we just blow that thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for being on Groomzilla's.
Thank you for having me, guys. This is so much
thanks,
fun.
Thanks, Bori.
Of course.
You're the best.
That was David Bori. I love that dude.
Oof.
God damn it.
Total package. Total package.
Yeah. I can see why I don't think he's topped out at three best men's either. I think he's going to.
No way.
I think he's got a lot of room to add.
No fucking way.
He's going to pad that resume for.
But three best manships. Dan, could you ever imagine getting to three best manships? No.
He should put that on his resume.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
I think people just know. As soon as he opens his mouth, he talks for 2 seconds, people just know. Like, that guy's been a best man and a half.
Yeah.
Three times.
I don't think I'm ever going to get the best man. I think I've.
No, me neither. Me neither.
All the people it would have happened for passed.
There's an outside shot. I never get invited to a wedding ever again.
Well, after what happened at the last one, Eric.
Yeah.
Getting wet in that pool.
I got real wet.
Hey, you out there. You're a Groomzilla's wet head. You're getting wet. Hey, you're staying wet. Thanks for listening.
Out there in the pool, getting wet and getting scared. Can you hear me?
I love you.
Bye, Dan. I love you.
Bye.